The Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering a federal ban on new gas stoves, according to Bloomberg News, because studies show their use is connected to asthma in kids. Now, gas stoves are in about 40% of American homes, so let's bring in environmental epidemiologist and Drexel professor Josiah Kephart to look at the dangers and how to lessen them. Professor, hello.
Hello, thank you.
And so what exactly would it be in gas? I mean, we can imagine, but gas flame coming from a stove that would be so dangerous for kids and asthma.
Sure. Well, when you light your gas stove, that fossil fuel gas is burned or combusted right inside your kitchen. So this creates a mixture of invisible toxic air pollutants that you often can't see. One of these toxic air pollutants is nitrogen dioxide, or NO2. This is a well-known air pollutant that's known to harm health and is heavily regulated by the EPA for outdoors, but has received relatively little attention indoors. So when you breathe high levels of NO2, it irritates the airways in your respiratory system. And in the short term, this causes inflammation in your lungs that can trigger respiratory symptoms. So for example, if you have asthma or COPD, NO2 can serve as a trigger for an asthma or COPD episode or exacerbation.
Ah. So in other words, it might trigger an asthma attack in people who already have asthma, which explains one question that I had. Here's another study published by the International Journal of Epidemiology. It found that children living in homes with gas stoves were 40% more likely to experience symptoms of asthma than those that lived with electric ranges and ovens. 24% were more likely to be diagnosed with lifetime asthma. So are you saying that these gas stoves, and are these studies saying that these gas stoves can exacerbate asthma that might already be there, or are they causing asthma?
It's both. So in the short term, you might get an asthma exacerbation, but there are also long-term effects of chronic exposure to NO2 that can affect everyone, not just people who already have a respiratory disease. So long-term exposure to NO2 creates chronic inflammation of your lungs, which can stress out your body in all sorts of ways that can affect your heart and other organ systems.
Well, we know Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey is one of a group of lawmakers concerned about this. They've asked the Consumer Product Safety Commission chair to take action on this. And one of the points they make is that statistics show that Black, Latino, low-income households are more likely to experience this air pollution, either because, you know, they're already located near, let's say, a waste incinerator, or they're smaller. They don't have the ventilation. There may be in apartments. Talk about what families can do to either prevent this or lessen this impact.
The devil is really in the details about ventilation. It's not quite as simple as just turn on your range hood and you're going to be okay. So range hoods tend to be only sufficiently protective if, first of all, they're using them, and most people don't. You need to operate them at full capacity, which is often very loud. It's much better to have an outdoor exhaust system with air is pumped outdoors. But if you do have one that recirculates indoor, you'll probably have to check. A lot of times, usually those fans require frequent filter changes, usually about every 3 months. Mm. And I think we all know people who often go decades before replacing those range hood filters. So replacing those filters is really good. But I think in general, don't think of a gas stove as a yes-no thing. Think of ways to reduce your use of gas appliances. So depending on your kitchen needs and your habits, electric kettles or electric pressure cookers like an Instant Pot, or even a countertop electric induction hot plate can really dramatically reduce the reliance on a gas stove. Air purifiers in your kitchen can also help remove NO2. And then it's really important to not forget the less interesting, but just as important other gas appliances like your water heaters, your heating system, and your gas dryers. The stove is the thing in front of you most days, but other gas appliances can create just as much pollution as a stove.
Wow. You know, a 2021 feature in Mother Jones talked about the extensive gas industry pushback on the dangers of these stoves. We're going to link listeners at hearnow.org. But we know states have been trying to make changes. Why hasn't that been effective, in your opinion?
There's been a lot of recent momentum towards this. It's really unclear why it took so long. We've known a lot about the health risks of NO2. And so there is a lot of movement now to address this. And the Inflation Reduction Act, for example, has a lot of subsidies and benefits for people to electrify, to get rid of their gas appliances and replace them with electric. But there definitely has been a lot of resistance from the fossil fuel industry, who I would say in general have a long history of downplaying health concerns from fossil fuels.
Josiah Kephart, environmental epidemiologist and professor at Drexel University in Philadelphia. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, some people can't switch from gas for financial reasons, or they rent, but some cooks think we, or they, need it. So tomorrow, I'll look at the alternative the professor recommends, induction stovetops that use electromagnetic fields to heat only the pan. Amazing. Pros and cons tomorrow.